Two stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
I'm really excited.
You are?
Yeah. Can't contain it. It's just spewing everywhere.
Hold it in any longer.
Can't hold it a much longer time.
It's like a fart, bro. You can't hold it or it's just going to get worse.
Hold the fart.
Don't hold the fart.
It's going to come out like this. Look at it. Gets his hair. Oh, my gosh.
Coming out like a shard.
A shard?
He's a sharded.
I'm the shard or the shark.
You get it?
Shart.
Yeah, shart.
He shan't shart on the show.
Oh my God. We're off to a blazing start, fellas.
Reboot. Yeah, I'm here.
No, but seriously.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you.
Where have you been?
Life has taken over.
Life is complicated.
He was bringing home the bacons.
My daughter is only 9 months old, and she's already demanding most of my time.
I know. Just wait till she's a teenager.
Even a tween.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Tweens these days.
You want to trade?
No. No, I want to.
He wants the whole experience.
I want the whole package.
You want the enjoyable part?
Yeah, I want the enjoyable
part.
Not
9 months of crying baby and then 3 years of crying teenager.
The best year.
Yeah. Not that 5 year where
this
she's like,
is the best years of our life.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just been busy. I've tried a few times.
Don't interrupt you every time.
That's alright. Alright. Okay, what now?
Nothing. I've tried to come on the podcast a few times and just shit happened.
Yeah, shart happens, right?
Yeah.
Shart happens, bro.
Shart happens.
It's alright, buddy. We missed you. We're happy you're here now.
Yeah, I am too.
Fun lineup of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes!
Boom!
Yes! Boom! Yes! Lining them up, Tom, so you can do what?
Shart? I don't know.
Knock them down.
Knock them down. Shart them down. The party shart's here.
How's your week, buddy? Anything new?
Me?
You.
What? Huh?
You.
Not me. Not you.
Mr. Stars.
I'm doing great. I bought some new shorts. So I'm excited to wear them
and shart them,
breaking them in, bro. One shart at a time. You got to shart somewhere.
Like, do you guys ever get to that point where you're like, okay, this is definitely shart, or is it like every time you're just like, I don't know. I think I've gotten to a point in my age where it's just like, I've got to watch out for every fart.
Yeah.
Because I just end up pushing way too hard.
Especially if you're drinking the night before.
Oh, yeah.
This is really gross. Everybody just turned off the podcast.
No, they didn't. No, there's plenty of people who want to talk about this.
Riveted. Crank it up.
What color are your new shorts?
They're gray.
Gray shorts?
Not brown.
When's the last time you bought new shorts?
A few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
You buy shorts every couple weeks?
Because I tear through them.
I'm
a hard worker. Just blast right through it.
Okay, so these are shorts for work.
They're my work shorts.
Okay.
Oh,
so you didn't just go buy fun shorts. They're not fun shorts.
Yeah, they're Dickies?
I think they are, actually.
Yeah. You can do things.
No, they're Wranglers. Wranglers.
They're not fun shorts to do fun things like jet skiing.
See, that's the thing about
ski shorts.
That's the thing about Dickies is you can wear Dickies no matter what.
That's true. They're hardcore work shorts.
Or golfing.
Or
mini golfing.
Or
trimming your beard.
Oh, no.
Or swimming.
Nah.
Making out with
models.
Aliens, like.
Aliens?
See, Dickies.
Going to the moon.
I kind of want to hear what space jumping
going is. Going into a movie.
Space jumping?
You're
in space and you jump.
But is it jumping to space? From space? Space to space?
Space jumping. Space goes coast to coast.
Okay, what were you saying, Levi?
No, I was saying Dickies. They're pretty much saying you're down to work, but you're also down to party.
That's right.
You can do everything.
I love Dickies. That's what I wear to work.
They work comfortable.
Dickies are awesome.
Mine are black or black work Dickies.
Did you ever used to wear like red Dicky pants when you were in high school?
Those were big when I was in high school.
They were too intense for me. Straight.
The green ones.
Straight
too, right?
Red.
Did they have like all different colors?
Yeah.
Were they skinny too?
No.
They're just like work pants, but like different colors.
Doesn't Weezer have like red skinny jeans?
I don't know.
A cornucopia of skinny jeans.
He does have a cornucopia.
I can't remember the last time I went through his wardrobe.
Why didn't we call him skinny jeans instead of Weezer?
Hey, jeans. Skinny jeans.
What's up, skinny jeans? Alright, so we do have some regular topics to talk about today, gentlemen.
We do.
Going through a normal format where we geek out about a bunch of different stuff that we love. Start with movies, TV shows. We're going to go to food, glorious food today, and some geek news.
Yeah. Chardonnay, dog.
First, we're going to geek out over a new movie coming up.
Chardonnay, bro.
What?
New movie.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
They don't? Then what do they do?
So is that supposed to be like Bane / Ghost? What?
You don't know what
I've
No, I do. I know it's Pirates of the Caribbean, but like...
Hello, Batman. Dead Men Tell No Tales. Have you seen Jack Sparrow? Because they're dead. Ha ha ha! The Spanish pirate came to me and he's trying to find Jack Sparrow.
So I'm
I do know Jack Sparrow. I went for a ride one time with him on the Black Pearl, okay? We're like besties, alright, Bane?
The ship.
And we made it to the ship.
We went to a children's hospital together one time. It was awesome.
He made me a hair braid.
And all the children loved us.
A bad braid.
When you see Jack Sparrow, tell him that I want to ruin his ship and burn it in flames. Then he has my permission to die.
Okay, Pirates Caribbean 5. Boom!
I'm pumped.
Are you excited?
I want to see it.
You're excited, Leviticus.
I've liked all the other ones.
I have liked...
You're not really sure about that?
No, I know that one. That was like a little question at the end. But I think that... Okay, so the last one was iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy. I still was...
I've only seen it once. I didn't even buy it on DVD.
I didn't either.
That's
but
a burn
anyways,
right there. Man, I didn't even go for the dividend.
It was okay, but... It was
weird.
Different
they
than
jumped,
the
they
other
like
ones.
They tried to jump back into it, and it just was weird.
Right. This one, I'm excited for. They're bringing a few of the original cast back. So I'm really excited. It reminded me of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
They went dark again. It just gives you that dark feeling of
pirates
and stuff like that.
Back on the boat, too, right?
We got the Pearl again. Things going to get crazy.
Well, I don't know if they necessarily have the Pearl, right? They're trying to find it again.
Again, they lose the Pearl a lot.
So the synopsis of the movie...
They put those cubes
well,
on.
Well, I mean, it is a Pearl. You know, Pearls are trying to...
So,
the synopsis
does not mention anything about the Black Pearl. The synopsis
says,
thrust into an all-new adventure. A down-on-his-luck Captain Jack Sparrow feels the winds of ill fortune blowing even more strongly when deadly ghost sailors... led by his old nemesis, the evil Captain Salazar, escape from the Devil's Triangle. Jack's only hope of survival lies in seeking out the legendary Trident of Poseidon.
But to find
it, he must forge an uneasy alliance with a brilliant and beautiful astronomer and a headstrong young man in the British Navy.
That sounds pretty intense. I think I'm going to shock myself.
There's always got to be a woman. There's always got to be a
A pretty lady.
It sounds like the first one.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of route they were going because obviously the first one, they were undead.
Yep.
They couldn't die. That's the case with this one. I think in the trailer, I do remember seeing the Black Pearl in a glass bottle.
Yeah,
so
like that,
at one point, they are maybe searching for the Black Pearl for whatever reason. Maybe it's kind of a offset thing that it's not really important or whatever. I don't know.
I enjoyed the first three movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really good.
Yeah.
Dead Man's Chest is probably my favorite.
I loved the music.
The music is great. The score.
Loved the music.
Gets me pumped.
With the organ and everything.
Oh, super cool.
Yes.
Genitalia beard playing the organ.
Did you say genitalia?
I almost did.
Genitalia beard.
Genitalia beard. Those are tentacles, folks.
Not a big fan of At World's End.
I loved At World's End. The big fight scene in the maelstrom.
The fight scene was good. How many times can you do the same formula over and over and over again?
Five.
Right.
Yeah, right?
But
how many times can Captain Jack fight dead things and dead people and dead stuff?
Okay, At World's End, is that... That's not when...
That's the one with the British... the guy, British Navy, Beckett, goes after them, and he's trying to wipe out all pirates.
That's second.
Right, he gets a hold of the chest, right, his heart. So in the third one,
he has the chest itself, and he's using Davy Jones to hunt all the pirates.
Right.
And then the pirates team up, and
they
get Calypso.
That's the third one.
And then
right.
That didn't do poop.
Calypso.
Yeah.
Release me
at
from
World's
your
End. What was that again?
What's that's the that premise? One
last oh, one. That was that, that one.
Dead Man's Chest is they have to find Davy Jones' heart. And they have to do that.
At World's End is the one where, spoilers, Orlando Bloom becomes
the new
Davy Jones.
Right, yeah. Which he is supposedly coming back in
the new
one.
They showed a picture in the Super Bowl trailer. They showed Orlando.
Not look like him at all.
He's got some verticals on him.
Well, yeah, rightly so.
Looked a little weird.
And what's her name must have broke up with him, divorced him, or something, right?
Keira Knightley's character.
Yeah, because I mean
Elizabeth Turner.
I can't imagine she's kissing that face.
That barnacle.
She doesn't want kissy fishy kisses.
No,
he comes back, like, what is it, every 10 years? He comes back, the first 10 years he's got the 10-year boy, the second one she's a girl newly married, she's like, sorry, had to get some strange.
Yeah.
And you're like, so strange. That's Elizabeth Swann.
Yeah.
That's what it means by strange.
Either that or she cheated on him and she just made her part of the ship.
That's it, just throw boom right through the galley.
Yeah.
Part of the ship.
I don't think his dad's still alive.
Bootstrap.
No, I don't think
he's off.
Bring
he's
him
off
back.
Working with the Tesseract with the
Iron Man. You mean Thor?
Thor. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, he did work with Iron Man at one point. Yeah.
So you guys are both excited for the new movie?
I think so.
I think it'll be good.
Pirates of the Caribbean, for one, to begin with, before there was even movies, Pirates of the Caribbean was my favorite. Ride at Disney.
Great
World.
Ride.
I had to go on Pirates of the Caribbean at least 3 times every time we went to Disney.
I always go. Every time I go, we always go to Pirates.
Great, right.
I always go to
Pirates every
Mountain.
Time I'm there, too.
Yep. And I remember I had to go as soon as they added Jack Sparrow and a few other things to it as well.
Speaking of which, I don't know if we've talked about this. You all hear about the news about what happened at Disneyland, California?
No.
Where the real Jack Sparrow surprised a bunch of guests.
Oh, yeah. On the ride, right?
He dressed up as Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that was
pretty
cool.
Good idea.
I thought that was really cool.
I pooped my pants.
Shark!
Shark week!
Oh my gosh!
It's coming down.
I'm sorry, Jack!
I'm sorry.
Get me my brown pants!
I'm meh.
Meh.
I'm gonna see it, but I'm meh.
I think it's gonna be
underwhelming.
That's the thing with those movies, is they're fun.
They are fun.
They're good.
So I think it's gonna be just as fun. I think that the fact that they're going dark again, the last movie wasn't as dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't give me that Pirates of the Caribbean feeling of the original and the second and third one. This one, I think, is gonna bring back that feeling.
I agree with that. Although I did like Ian McShane's Blackbeard, I just felt like they just kind of like knocked him out.
I'll have
too
to
quick.
See that one again because I barely.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. Again, it was nothing near the first and second.
No.
Yeah.
But I thought it was okay.
But I feel like that feels back. And that's what I'm getting from the trailers is the original Pirates feels back.
Yeah.
Adventure on the High Seas, crazy.
Do you think it's going to make a lot of money or do you think it's going to flop?
I don't think it's going to make a lot of money, to be honest, but I think it'll do okay.
Well, it depends on what it's competing with. For
nothing,
one.
Really. Yeah. I don't think there's anything big.
Is there anything else
weekend.
Coming? No.
That's
it's
this
not
weekend,
this
huh?
Weekend.
No, it's
oh,
next,
this,
right?
It's released on May 26th is the date it comes
this
out.
This weekend, I think, is that new King Arthur movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
looked like that was last weekend.
That was last weekend?
Things are blurring together.
Oh, it was last weekend, and it was already a failure that did not gross very much money at all.
Oops, sorry, Jude Law.
Joe Rogan had the director on his podcast.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Alien Covenant comes out this weekend.
Which I am freaking excited for.
So it is competing with something.
Yes.
Which could be a bad sign for I don't know. It's competing with Baywatch.
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson's Baywatch.
And Zac
Dwayne
Efron.
And Zac Efron.
And Dwayne draws some.
No, definitely. And Zac Efron does too. I'm even attracted to him. Crap. I might go see that instead of Pirates.
Oh, Crystal, I know you want to see Pirates. I really
actually,
see
she might
Dwayne.
Be with me on that. Let's go
okay,
see.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll go see.
No, it could go back and forth. It definitely could. It could.
May 26th, it comes out. Baywatch comes out May 25th.
Yeah. I wonder how much the last Pirates made. I wonder if there was a good turnout on that.
I don't know.
That might be.
I think it didn't do as well as it did. That's why this one took so long.
So what number of Pirates is this?
This
is
the
fifth.
Five.
The fifth, so
five.
It was Pirates 4.
On Stranger Tides. Box office opening.
Let's look this up, people.
You're going to totally look it up and see how much it grossed? I wonder how much all the Pirates grossed.
A lot of gross.
Like,
a gross of gross.
I remember when the first one came out. And I went to the theater and saw it, and I had no idea what I was walking into. Because I had never been to Disney World before,
really?
Disney at all. Because I lived up in Michigan still.
True.
And I was like, this movie's amazing.
Yeah,
it was a great movie.
Stranger Tides total gross was $241 million.
That's not that high.
Or billion, sorry.
A billion.
Oh,
billion.
Wow, really?
Stranger Tides was $241
million?
That is
a domestic total gross, $241 billion. 71.
That's a million.
Oh, is that million?
240.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, million.
Yeah, there's no way 240 billion.
Sorry.
Because, like, Star Wars made, like,
I'm horrible.
50 billion.
I'm horrible with
numbers. 250 million?
Yeah.
So does it say the other Pirates?
Pirates gross.
I say this one does,
14 doubloons.
I say this one does, like, 200.
I think that's probably going to be accurate.
Opening weekend, I could see it doing, like,
50. 50, 60.
You think Power Rangers did like 46 mil?
But I think this will draw a bigger crowd than Pirates or
Power Rangers.
So, Curse of the Black Pearl
600
did 654
wow.
million.
That meant just over a billion.
Yeah, and At World's End
almost
was 963 million.
Wow!
So,
compared to those three, pitiful.
Stranger Tides is a huge flop compared to those three.
Yes.
Which is why that's the thing. It was happening at that time.
And again, I think a lot of that... Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Go for it.
It took place at that time where Disney was really considering their franchises to see how well they would do and what they were going to do with the future. So like Tron Legacy, they were going to do Tron Legacy 2. But Stranger Tides did terrible. Tomorrowland did terrible stuff like that, so they just threw a lot of that stuff
out. I thought
last
time
they took it out.
They're talking about rebooting it again.
Again?
Yeah. Jared Leto was going to be the lead.
Yeah.
So I heard last.
His name is Leto.
Leto.
There's a Leto on the boat.
I loved the first one, and I didn't mind the second one either.
Tron?
Yeah.
Tron was good.
You gotta watch
the original Tron's trippy.
It's
pretty interesting.
It was like one of the first movies like that.
Yeah.
So,
it's also one, it's a good movie because they chew the scenery. It's like your favorite thing.
Anyways, I think it's gonna be close. Okay, for one, again, yes, what you said, yes, that was probably a possibility of why it didn't make as much.
Yeah.
But also, they didn't have, what's his name? It was a whole new cast other than
Jack Sparrow and Jeffrey Rush were pretty much the only two people.
I love Jeffrey Rush. I think he's awesome in the whole series. Yeah, Barbosa is awesome.
Barbosa, keep him.
Yeah, and even then, in the last one especially, he's like now with British Navy. So he has that wig on and everything. Like, it's pretty funny.
It does look funny.
But now that they're starting to bring on a couple more cast members from the first one, or one or two, I don't know. That might help.
Like Girls more than Stranger Tides.
My prediction is I think it will.
I didn't realize Stranger Tides got at least 200.
Maybe not as much as the first, second, or third one.
I don't think so.
But I think it's going to make more than at World's End.
All right, gentlemen.
Stranger Tides.
Zombie
whatever.
Sharks, folks.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV pick of the week. Unfortunately, we're not really doing any picks, gentlemen.
Oh, then what the heck is the point of this segment?
Can you do taps? We're saying goodbye to some canceled television shows. So they released this week a bunch of TV shows that have been canceled. Whole bunch.
Even the last couple weeks, they've canceled a lot of shows.
A couple big ones.
Yeah.
That have been on for quite a while, which is interesting.
Even some that are, like, really popular, but they're canceling them.
Yes. Ooh, Tom seems a little bitter about this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I didn't get into the show that I was hinting at, but I know you did.
The first one. Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls got canceled, yeah.
Funny show. A little weird, a little liberal-ish.
Kind of, yeah.
Funny show. Scream Queens also got canceled.
I never watched that.
Watched Scream Queens?
No. Nope.
Me neither. It's like a Gossip Girl kind of... What's that show that Larry likes?
Pretty Beautiful.
Pretty Little Liars.
Attractive Liars.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Whatever.
Pretty Little Super Hot Attractive Liars. Pretty Girls.
Okay.
I've never seen that show either. Training Day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
I kind of figured. They tried to remake Training Day, TV series off of the movie.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it's like trying to take a movie. And
well,
like
especially at how big Training Day was.
With Denzel?
With Denzel Washington, whatever his name was. That was a freaking amazing movie. So going to try to make a TV series based off of that.
If they would have put Denzel in it.
Yes.
At least for
But
one
you
episode.
Can't compete with Denzel Washington.
He's a phenom.
He's a handsome man.
He's quite a striking actor.
Rosewood? I've never seen that either.
No.
This is probably why this show's getting canceled. Because we're not watching.
We're the trendsetters.
Have you seen Rosewood?
No.
No.
Powerless. Did see this show. I enjoyed it. It was at NBC. It was about a security company based in the DC universe.
That's what I was talking.
And it was funny. And it was a good show. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of it. Disappointed that it's canceled.
They're pulling the
Never plug. Watched it.
You guys should look it up online. It's pretty good.
Yeah. How many seasons?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
Yeah. What channel?
CW or CNC?
NBC.
One of those
NBC.
Ones.
NBC, yeah.
NBC,
yeah. It was good. I really enjoyed it. It had the girl who was in...
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes, Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical was
and
in it.
And the internet with naked pictures. And
they had some pretty other funny people in it. And a lot of like referencing superheroes. Did a whole episode about Aquaman. And
they had like Wayne Corp, and they like
Wayne Corp
a few times.
The security company is a part of Wayne Corp.
Okay,
it's
Wayne
like
Tech.
A sister company. So it was a very fun show. So that's disappointing. The Odd Couple that tried to redo that got canceled
too.
Yeah,
well,
Blacklist, which I haven't told my wife yet, but she loved Blacklist, so she'll be disappointed.
Poor James Spader.
Do you have a James Spader impersonation? So what it would sound like if you. James Spader, her found out that Blacklist got canceled.
Let's see. Because he has like a deep, kind of very smart, sophisticated voice.
Yeah.
The thing about James Spader is you never really know where he's going to go with this thing. Maybe he's going to be happy, maybe he's going to be excited. I don't know.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got some potential.
Yeah. Nah.
I think he has potential.
I'm going to put that in the meh. Never to pull back
up. You ever watch that show, Blacklist? Mm. Pretty another good show. He was amazing in it. Redemption. Never watched that one.
Nope, me neither.
Nope.
And the last one. This one's a little controversial.
Yeah.
People are boycotting it.
I know
what
you're
going to
say.
Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Tim Allen show. I watched a couple episodes of it on Netflix.
There for a while, I was watching a few as well back when I had Hulu. It was on Hulu.
It's on Netflix. Pretty sure they have up season 5 or 6
on Netflix. And I liked it. I thought it was great. Watched a marijuana episode, and I thought it was funny.
I'm gonna grow pot.
Oh, yeah?
No, I think his dad or something, was going to, wanted to grow a dispensary, start his own dispensary business.
I got my license, I'm going to sell grass.
Yeah. So that was a funny episode. And Tim Allen, he's a funny guy.
I like Tim Allen.
Loved him in Tim the Toolman Taylor. I grew up with that show.
I loved Home Improvement.
Yeah, good show. Pretty okay ratings still.
The ratings were pretty good for what the time spot. It was the 3rd-rated show on NBC for Friday night.
So people are saying that it got canceled because it has conservative.
It's very conservative. A lot of the show is like he would burn Hillary, Obama, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not burn them. Like, you know, he was always anti-Obama, anti-Hillary.
And he talked about them openly on the show?
Yeah. Like, a lot of the times you talk about, like, ha-ha, make fun of Obama, ha-ha, make fun of Hillary.
Did they talk about Trump at all?
A few of the newer ones, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So they're saying that, people are saying that that's why it got canceled, because of the all Hollywood has various very liberal views right now, and they're all anti-Trump, and so that's why the ABC decided to cancel it. What do you think, Tom?
I can kind of see that, because the reason I read today about why they canceled it doesn't make any sense. There, it sounds like what the president of NBC is like trying to claim is that they're taking away comedy on Fridays. It's like, really? That's your excuse?
So just move it.
Yeah. It's really dumb. So yeah. It seems to make more sense that would be the reason why they're getting
Tim Allen was not very happy about it. Yeah. Did you see his tweet?
He felt blindsided. He sad and felt blindsided that...
By the network.
Yeah, for some we felt home for 6 years, something like that.
Pretty sad. I think this world is a sadder place without Tim Allen on
TV. We need more outdoor man blogs. Yeah.
We need more Tim Allen on TV.
I think someone needs to reboot
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. That because I love that freaking show.
I would watch that until
Captain. Oh, yeah, dude.
I loved Home Improvement.
Did you guys hear what's getting rebooted in 2018 coming out?
A lot of stuff's getting rebooted.
Well, not a reboot, but a continuation of the story. All the original cast members Roseanne? Roseanne.
You no, watch I did that show, not. Leviticus? Oh yeah, I used to watch that show.
I don't know how they're gonna bring back John Goodman.
Why? Because
he died.
He died, yeah. And also like the last season, like then they win the lottery. No, he faked his death. I thought
the whole they won the lottery and a bunch of crazy stuff happened, and then at the very last episode, they released that all of that was a dream.
Yeah,
and it was like her dreaming of a good year, but really Dan died. And so it was her pretending all
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was very sad.
They could just easily fix that again by having that be a dream. Like, oh, Dan, you're alive. Thank gosh.
Yeah.
And boom, reboot starts.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's a good idea. And with all the original cast coming back, it should be pretty big. Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, they had two Beckys. Or not Becky, but the daughter, the oldest daughter. How would they do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
To just pick one, like flip coin.
They do have two, didn't they?
You get to play her today.
Probably have the most popular one.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. All right. That's it for TV cancellations. Sad day for no Tim Allen fans. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food! Glorious food!
Oh, let's pick it up and get a good news about food.
Oh, man.
Food news!
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too, now. Especially after this segment, I'm going to be really hungry.
Nutella, gentlemen.
I do love me some Nutella.
Nutella is opening a restaurant in Chicago.
What? Not here?
What?
I know.
Nutella opened up here.
Right?
Find
crazy,
it.
Right? That's what I said when I read it. What?
So basically, it's just stuff with Nutella on it.
I am getting there.
Because Nutella can't be like an entree by itself. Fried Nutella!
Kind of good. I think I would eat a whole jar of Nutella.
Just a spoon of Nutella.
So,
sell it by the ounce.
The full Nutella experience is going to feature a bunch of delectable curated items. They're going to have crepes and gelato and pastries and breakfast classics and fondue.
Ooh, Nutella fondue.
It's not just limited to dessert. They're going to have a full restaurant complete with panini, salads, soups, and coffee as
well. Like a chocolate panini?
Probably chocolate paninis and whatnot. Well, Nutella isn't really chocolate. Yeah, it's hazelnuts. Wednesday, May 31st, it opens in Chicago. So they have they listed a whole menu and everything.
Don't know if I'm too enthralled with that.
You're not a Nutella fan?
No, I like Nutella, but I don't think I'd ever go there.
How could they have a full menu, like entrees? Like, I can understand if they just stuck with, like, or if they did, like, Nutella coffee and then the crepes and waffles and things like that.
Yeah,
and
the
like,
entrees is going to be
paninis?
Weird.
Paninis? Okay, one question. Is it going to be a drive-through or what?
No, it's a restaurant.
I'd assume it's a walk-in.
It's a full-on restaurant.
Well, good luck trying to get me in there, because I need something quick, easy, fast with Nutella on it. So,
just give me a bucket,
some savory
Nutella
stuff,
and a spoon. I can tie for this. I just need it in my stomach right now.
So it looks like how they're going to get away with this is on the savory stuff, they're putting hazelnuts on it.
Okay.
Instead of Nutella.
Oh, okay.
So they have a buckwheat crepe filled with bacon, Gruyere cheese,
buckwheat,
served with a poached egg, arugula, fennel salad, hazelnuts, and a colibris pepper tapenade. They have a bacon and cheese strata, a ham croissant panini. The ham croissant panini does not have any hazelnuts
saying.
On it.
That would be weird.
More paninis, artisanal panini. That one doesn't have it. So they've got things that doesn't
have
Nutella
on it. Okay.
Which I think is okay.
They have to. Because if you're going to have like paninis and stuff, putting hazelnut stuff or Nutella on it would be weird.
Yeah. They have pancakes.
It's not the McGriddle, folks.
Soups of the day.
Nutella soup. Just hot Nutella.
Nutella croissants. Nutella baguettes. Fresh baked muffins.
Just Nutella stuffed donuts.
That would be amazing.
That I would be all day on. Nutella glazed donuts, things like that.
Yeah, it's very, very
interesting. Sounds bistro-like.
It does sound very bistro-y. So, do you guys enjoy Nutella?
Yeah, but I don't think I'd ever go to a restaurant like that.
No. So, for those of you who don't know what Nutella is, Nutella is a brand of sweetened hazelnut coca spread manufactured by the Italian company Ferrero that was first introduced in 1965, although its first iteration dates to 1963.
Ooh.
So,
old stuff.
What if your wife was like, Leviticus, I really want you to take me to the Nutella restaurant?
I'd probably have to go.
Okay. What if Tommy Two Stars was like, "Hey, Leviticus, man, first way to Manny Bear."
That sounds like you.
Take me to the Tommy Two Stars hazelnut place.
I'd probably go, but I don't know if I'd get anything.
Okay. You just would sit there and not eat?
I don't know. And probably, but it's just, I'm just saying that it doesn't, like, it's not someplace I would plan on going every day.
What if they have, like, Zac Efron feeding?
Oh, I'd be there every day.
I need that, I need that hazelnut mud butt stuff. Let's go.
This entree is Zac Efron.
Hand fed to you by
Nutella,
Zac Efron.
Nutella served on a Zac Efron.
A shirtless.
Plate.
Yeah. I'd be down.
You have to lick the Nutella off of his chest.
I'd be down. I'd do it.
I mean, I'm not gay or anything, but
it's not gay. Although I'm just gonna be like, Nick, not gay. Nick, not gay.
I'm not gay. I just want to let you know right now, Zach, I'm not gay. But
I love your ass.
Let's make this happen.
What do you season these with?
I taste cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
You guys want to hear the history of Nutella?
Why not?
Yeah, okay.
Leviticus is just nice. Should we talk about Zach's abs again?
Sure.
What's the history of that? Let's go.
What's the history of Zach? Well, he was in High School Musical.
But he just
he may have had one or two abs at that point. The rest of them were growing.
And
in 2010
happened.
Yeah.
And he blossomed into the sexy man flower that he is today.
The Greek goddess. Pietro Ferrero owned a bakery in Elba, Piedmont, in an area known for the production of hazelnuts.
Oh.
sold an initial batch of 600 pounds of pasta Gionduji in 1946. At the time, there was very little chocolate, but his cocoa was in short supply due to World War II rationing.
Ah, damn it.
Fiero instead used hazelnuts, which are plentiful in the Piedmont region of Italy. Piedmont. Can you guys look and see what pasta Gionduji is?
Sure, I can spell that.
Pasta.
G-I-A-N-D-U-J-A.
Yeah,
Ferrero instead used hazelnuts, which are plentiful in the Piedmont region of Italy. Did that. You missed it?
No, you got pasta down when you finished.
G.
G.
A.
A.
N.
N.
D.
D.
U.
U.
J.
J.
A. To extend the limited of the chocolate supply, this product, called the Pasta di Giulia, was originally sold as a solid block. But Ferrero started to sell creamy versions in 1951.
Is that pasta? Looks like a brick pastry.
In 1963, Ferrero's son, Michele Ferrero, revamped Super Crema with the intention of marketing it throughout Europe. Its composition was modified and it was renamed Nutella. So Pasta di Giulia Duja was Nutella.
Yeah, it just looks like a little chocolate pastry.
So it's pasta, is pretty much what Nutella used to be called.
Okay.
Which, so,
well, why is it called
Nutella,
pasta?
Which was originally called pasta
Gioja.
Right, which is 30% hazelnut paste, and is a chocolate spread, sweet chocolate spread.
The first jar of Nutella left the factory in Elba on April 20th, 1964. The product was an instant success and remains widely popular. What is the candy that they sell with Nutella in it? Ferrero Rocher.
Has Nutella?
That makes sense because his name is Pietro Ferrero. So he makes those things. Must be named
you need
them.
To work for the police, that correct that detective skills you got there.
Thank you. Have you ever had those candies?
Yeah, they're good.
They're pretty amazing.
They're very rich.
Chocolatey
so
wafer.
You can't like scarf those down like M&M's. Trust me.
Can't.
You might die.
Have you guys ever had Nutella on toast?
Yes.
Yes.
Delicious. Nutella on bananas.
IHOP has the Nutella waffles, I think.
Oh, really?
Or Nutella pancakes, either one, but they're really good.
You know what I bet Nutella would be good on?
Oh, well, yeah, you bet.
A steak.
A steak? Oh, yeah, you bet.
You bet. Like a small spread of it.
No.
On
I agree, that's a terrible idea.
No.
Maybe like Nutella bacon. Like you know, you know,
oh,
maple,
yeah,
maple bacon.
That'd be good.
Maybe that, then you like get the excess off. Like have it, you put it in the Nutella, take it out, and then you fry it. Not, it's not frying in the Nutella.
Sure. But not just Nutella on steak.
No, you don't think so?
No.
I don't think that'll cook right.
No.
You know how they
would
do,
you eat a chocolate steak?
They do
steak?
Like cocoa rub steaks, yeah. I've had it. It's good.
But
cocoa rub pork chop.
But that's just like a
too
dry rub, it sounds like. And then they would, I would assume, grill.
All right,
it.
So what
like
if I had Pietro?
Nutella.
What if I had Pietro make me a dry rub of Nutella?
Well, I would give it a try. I mean, it hurts.
Sure, but not straight Nutella.
Just like glob it. Just
not a glob, just like a small spread.
Boil it.
Right.
Or maybe,
still
boom, here you go. Nutella. Ah! Nutella is the fucking garnish on the plate. So you just spread, like, a smear of it. You know how they put, like, a blob and then they take the little cake thing and they go, shoo! And then you just put the steak, boop, right on the Nutella.
Like you just didn't have any toilet paper when you wiped your
ass.
It's
not. It's it's the whole taste factor. I don't think that I would like Nutella on my steak.
Oh, he is
okay.
Like, so stern right now. I don't think I'd like it on my steak, Matt. Man,
I don't think that would work for
me. Chocolate and hazelnuts. Nutella is very chocolatey, right?
Ooh,
chocolate
sure
goes good with anything.
No.
And it's got a very nutty
no
flavor.
Have you ever had chocolate and beer?
Yes.
It's amazing. I eat a chocolate bar and
like
have
a
glass
sweet
of Guinness.
A sweet chocolate bar and
oh,
beer.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Guinness, yes.
Guinness in a Hershey's bar, I'm in heaven. Yeah, I could just die after that. It's amazing. One time, we had dinner at my house, and my wife made fajitas.
Yep,
mm-hmm. I'm listening.
And I had a bag of Raisinets. And I put the raisinets on the fajitas.
Okay.
And it was
okay,
it was amazing.
I can see that, yes. But Nutella on a steak. Come on, Matt! No! No! No!
Nutella is so popular, Tom, that it even has... Tom?
I'm listening.
Okay. It's so popular that it even has its own day.
Nutella Day?
Yes. You want to guess what the date is for Nutella Day? Nutella more.
November 10th.
No, wrong.
October 5th.
Nutentho.
Wrong.
Nutentella.
December 3rd.
That worked, right?
No, Tom. February 5th. Boom. Sometime Super Bowl. So next time, at Super Bowl parties, put Nutella on your chicken wings. We can make a chicken on Nutella.
Okay, again, chicken wings with Nutella might be good.
Yeah.
But on a steak, my taste buds in my brain just can't fathom that.
A nice steak with, like, a nice little charcoal burn on it, and, like, a nice little crisp on the outside, char on the outside, and then I'm doing it. Doing it.
Yeah, well, I'll maybe try a bite, but...
Maybe I would just take a piece of the steak and put it on the Nutella just so we don't ruin a whole steak. Just in case.
Good idea. Good idea. It's
my idea. Or just have it in the side cup. They just warm it up a little bit. Put it on there yourself, then try it.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for telling this story.
Uh-oh.
This is happening.
She doesn't really listen to the podcast on a regular basis.
Are you sure you
want to
tell it?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to tell it?
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm always down to embarrass Larry.
Exclusive!
One time, we bought a jar of Nutella.
And you spread it all over your nipples.
No.
Oh, dang it. I was so open.
I forget what we were going to use it for. We're having company over or something. Oh, my sister was coming over, and she loves Nutella. Bought it, was supposed to come over the weekend. Come home the next day, see an empty jar of Nutella on the counter. Hey, what happened to the Nutella? Larry's like, I ate it. I'm like, you ate a whole jar of Nutella? With what? She goes, a spoon?
What?
What? Yeah. So Larry ate a whole jar of Nutella with just a spoon. In one sitting.
That's not pudding.
Wow.
Hardcore, right?
That is,
Are you impressed, Tommy T Stars?
I was really hoping
slightly,
you would have spread it all over your neck.
Slightly
necklace.
Impressed.
That would be cool. We could do that, though.
All right, after the podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any.
Okay. We'll have to go get some.
Go pick some up. Yeah. Deep Fried Geeks calendar. I was covered in
Nutella. Let's do it! Let's do it!
Dumping it on each other. Massaging each other.
Trying to look all seductive.
And it'll be for the month of November. For
February.
We'll call it.
Nutella.
Nutella in my mouth.
Happy Novtella.
Happy Novtella.
November. So we don't shave our faces and have Nutella.
Tom, what's your overall opinion on Nutella?
I like it. It's not like a chocolate spread, but it's a good substitute.
Have you ever ate a whole jar with one spoon?
No. Four spoons, maybe.
Four
spoons? why'd you word the one spoon?
You're spoon like, in the champ!
You're like going
to the town!
You put the spoons on your knuckles and like, schnick, schnick!
It's Nutella X, bro.
That's funny.
Nutella X.
If you live in Chicago, go check out the Nutella restaurant.
Or not.
31st, or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Geek news. Geek news. Oh, I miss that. I miss Levi doing the little news.
Right?
Fucking on my soul. Did you guys see what I posted on the Deep Fried Geeks Facebook page today?
Yes, and I'd already forgotten, but I did see it.
Star Wars released a poster for The Last Jedi in Japan.
Oh, I didn't see that one. No.
That I didn't see either.
They did. And on this movie poster, it was translated into something like the most shocking reveal in Star Wars history. And so...
Razor Robot.
Star Wars even went on their Twitter page and said, put a copy of the poster and said that we reveal that the most shocking reveal in Star Wars history is going to be in The Last Jedi. So it's official. They're saying the most shocking reveal in Star Wars history.
It's the dream. Like
the most shocking reveal.
George Lucas wakes up halfway through the movie. He's like, was it only a dream?
So, Darth Vader being Luke's dad is the biggest, most shocking reveal and twist in movie history ever.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, that's so bringing me to the fact that, okay, are they going to go that route with Rey?
That Rey is Luke's dad?
Yeah, but I don't think that would be...
No, you know what I mean. No, what I mean by that is, because the whole time we're trying to figure out who is Rey's parent.
Rey's
parent.
Yeah, who's apparently Rey.
So, they're going to bring in a reveal that way, maybe?
I don't know if that's
Snoke is. What's his relation to the dark side, or what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, is Snoke part of...
Snoke. That's Leslie Snoke.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of Parks and Rec.
Lord Leslie Snoke.
Yeah. They need an episode on that.
There we go.
Yeah.
We revealed
it. So I think it's going to have something to tie in with that.
It's got to be who Snoke is or who Rey's parents are.
Right, because we already know who...
Rey being a Skywalker, I don't think is more shocking than Vader being Luke's dad. Because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
Rey being a Kenobi, same thing. She'd have to be, like, for it to be shocking, she'd have to be, like, a clone of Palpatine or something like that.
She's a droid.
That would be shocking. Doop,
doop, doop. I don't know if I agree.
She's C-3PO's kid?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I thought I used protection. Oh, my. R2. What? How did this happen?
That's pretty funny. Oh, that's funny.
You need to do a virus scan.
What if she's Snoke's daughter?
That'd be weird.
Crazy.
That'd be interesting.
What if she's Mace Windu's child?
Oh, I don't think that can happen.
You should.
What if Yoda's What if Snoke is like a...
takes after her mother, she does.
A Wizard of Oz thing, right? Where he's the great wizard and it's just a big thing and it's a big, completely fake different thing? Person.
Ray it's a big, Snoke. Fake
thing. What if it's like Snoke is really like fucking Leia?
Or Luke.
Or Luke.
Ooh, wouldn't he ask?
Or Luke.
And then what, Luke takes a balloon back to Dagobah? Goodbye! Goodbye! Yeah. You forgot me!
She has to click her ruby set here.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Again, I think it's...
Let's look at this poster, by the way.
I think it's that's just... It. I hate to kind of say this, but it kind of does kind of feel like they're just trying to get us to talk about what they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
They're getting us to talk about it again.
Yeah.
So I really hope that they're not going to put us down on that.
Yeah.
I mean, so. Here's the thing, is true Star Wars fans, a lot of things might not surprise them. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I agree.
So.
Is it because she's wearing pants? I don't get it.
No, it's not really about the poster. It's more along the lines of what they're saying of the fact that this next movie is supposed to top all on surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to top Vader being Luke's father.
I heard Daisy Ridley did a interview and said we find out who her parents are in this movie.
So that's got to be the... It's either her or it's Snoke.
Yeah.
Who Snoke is, what's... Is he tied into Palpatine or what?
Jango Fett.
Needless to say, I think they're doing a good job... Maybe. Needless to say, I think they're doing a good job of making me even more excited for this.
Definitely. They're definitely doing a good job with that. Rogue One even did a good job with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of getting me pumped for this. Now, didn't I hear something like they were like it wasn't really going to be released in December?
No, I didn't hear that.
I thought maybe it was something else.
Hope not.
No, I think it's still set, because I saw something recent. No, it was a trailer. They showed the trailer when we went and watched Guardians of the Galaxy. It said December.
So Christmas.
But I thought I heard something before that that said that...
Well, they've wrapped up filming.
Yeah.
So they're at this point.
Justice League went in for reshoots.
Oh.
But Last Jedi wrapped filming.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
And they did reshoots on that even, didn't they?
Popular thing right now.
Now, there's still supposed to be one more, isn't there? After this?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a new trilogy, so one more after this one.
Yeah. Alright. King Kong, guys. The Hollywood and things can't get enough of King Kong.
Yeah.
They've wrote a Broadway musical about King Kong.
Good for them.
They wrote it in like 2013, and it's taken this long to come to kind of fruition. It's coming in 2018 to New York. It is a...
So like what? Little Shop of Horrors? Like a giant puppet ape?
He is a giant puppet mixed with animatronics.
Right.
He's like 20 feet tall or something. And so they're going to have songs and everything else. And it's going to be based more...
Find out he's real and he comes out of the crowd and kills everybody!
Yeah, they riff on a real King Kong. They're going to base it more on the original movie.
Okay.
So there's going to be songs and stuff like
He's climbing, he's climbing, he's climbing the building. Hide your children.
He's got the lady in his hands.
He throws his poop.
He thinks she's a banana. He puts the banana in his mouth.
Oh, and their butt.
Now it's poop. Poop, 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 poop. Now it's poop. Poop. Poop.
Monkey poop. Poop. Monkey poop.
King Kong likes poop, poop, poop. King Kong loves poop, poop, poop.
Flinging poop.
I sharted. Poop.
Holy shart.
Oh, everyone in the first row will get wet. from King Kong chart.
It's not a traditional musical, though.
So they won't sing?
The show's been described as a contemporary take on the classic tale of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
It's a King Kong puppet is controlled by automation, infrared technology, and multiple human performers. I'd be willing to see it just to see the big giant King
Kong. I would think that'd be the biggest gimmick is to see how the ape moves.
Well, here's a picture of him.
Can I pay $50 to ride him?
Can I just watch it on YouTube?
Yeah. Well, the new King Kong ride in Universal, you get pretty damn close to riding him.
Really?
It's a neat ride.
I haven't been on it since they redid it.
Yeah, it's a neat ride.
I want to ride Bear.
Well, it's nothing like the original.
I want to ride Zac Efron. Wait.
Oh my god.
What happened?
I want to ride Zac Efron.
That's going to be the title of this episode. I want to ride Zac Efron.
Save me, Zac Efron. Mouth to mouth, I'm drowning.
Help me, Zac Efron.
Help me, Zac Efron, get the fire off me.
Oh my gosh. We talked about Pirates Caribbean earlier. I should have mentioned this then.
Oops.
Did you guys see the poster they came out for?
No. Nope.
Somebody who's dressed up as a pirate and starring in this movie. It looks awful and weird.
Yeah, I saw it.
I did not.
Who is it, Leviticus? You did the big reveal.
Hold on. I do know who he is, and I've forgotten his name already.
Let me look.
Hold on.
I don't have it up.
What's his name? Singer, songwriter, artist.
CeeLo Green.
Yes, that's who it is.
I would love to see CeeLo Green dressed up in Pirates of the Caribbean.
A lot of gold, a lot of feathers.
No, here we go, Tom.
I know who he is, and I just can't remember his name for some reason. It's completely out of my mind. Singer, songwriter, Beatles.
Why is it not
Paul McCartney?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
McCartney.
Why is it not Paul McCartney? Why is it not showing me the whole poster?
Because you went to this website? I don't know.
There you go. Weird, right?
He looks horrible.
How awkward does that look? He looks so awful.
Better than Keith Richards.
You think so? I think Keith Richards looks better.
Keith Richards looked like a handbag.
I hope he doesn't have a big part.
I think they're going to make him like Johnny Depp's uncle or something.
Oh, great.
They just get like a bunch of rock stars. Right, because we already know
Johnny
family.
Depp's father, which I thought that guy was awesome.
Yeah, Keith Richards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, well, I did like him.
I think the reason why they're basing this off of, they're putting Paul McCartney in it, is because he said he based his character off of Keith Richards and Paul McCartney. That's how he came up with the idea for Captain Jack and the way he walks and talks and everything else. So that's weird.
Right.
Do you see the trailer for the Emoji Movie?
No.
That came out this week?
No.
The funny thing is Larry the day before was like, they're supposed to come out with an Emoji Movie, but I don't think they are anymore.
What?
And then I'm online and like, I haven't showed her yet. Like, I'm like, oh, Emoji Movie. It looks weird.
What's it about?
Emojis.
Emojis really trying to live their life.
So it's basically saying that your phone is alive, and inside
there's an emoji city
in a factory.
Of games and stuff like that.
And so the emojis, they're trying to rip it off Wreck-It Ralph.
Who's
the Angry Birds.
Who's the director?
I don't know. I can look it up. I should have pulled that all up.
Who wrote this idea?
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah? Well, if they have the poop emoji, I might see it.
There is a poop emoji.
A poop emoji.
We're number two.
That's what they say.
Yeah, okay, sure. I don't know if I'd see it in the theaters unless I saw the trailer.
Who is the guy who was in Deadpool, and he was Deadpool's friend?
Gosh, what's his name? Comedian guy.
Yeah. I just had it on the tip of my
tongue. TJ Miller.
He's the
voice of the main character.
Meh.
Okay, I might see it then, because I love TJ Miller.
Directed by Tony Lowandis. I have no idea who that is. Sure. Written by Eric Segal and Tony Lowandis.
Have you guys ever seen Office Christmas Party?
No.
TJ Miller's one of the main characters in it. Really freaking funny, dude.
So this movie voice actors has Anna Faris, okay, TJ Miller, Sofia Vergara, Patrick Stewart, Jennifer Coolidge, James Corden, Christina Aguilera, Maya Rudolph, Rob Riggle, Stephen Wright, Jake P. Austin.
I wonder if they're going to go with the Sausage Party route.
Did you guys ever watch that?
I watched the first 20 minutes of it on Netflix and I turned it off. It's pretty awful.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Maybe I need to give it another shot. So I don't know. I just wanted to let y'all know that movie trailer came out if you were interested at all. And then the internet's all buzz because they're saying the Power Ranger sequel may not happen because the final domestic gross numbers came out and it only domestically grossed like $144 million.
Gotcha.
Even after China opened, it grossed $145. It only grossed $1 million in China. But it just opened last week in China, which makes no sense. So you would think that it's all bootleg now. People already saw it on bootleg, so I don't see it in the theaters.
Yeah.
It still hasn't even released in Japan. It releases in Japan in two months. Why wouldn't they release this?
Well, because they know, based off of the ratings already and what they've gotten in. Because I was actually listening to Joe Rogan, and actually he had the director for the new King Arthur movie.
Okay.
And what he was basically saying is, pretty much that first weekend, they know. They know what they're going to make. They know by projection.
Yeah.
And they know if it's a hit or fail.
Okay.
Even before, from what he was kind of saying, even before it's released anywhere else.
Really?
Basically, that first weekend it's released, they know what they're going to be getting and making.
I would like to see a Power Rangers sequel.
Maybe they they still have the TV series, right? So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they tie it into a TV series.
I enjoyed the movie.
I still need to watch it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Tom hasn't seen it either, has he?
Nope.
No, I need to.
You guys are the reason why it only grossed $145 million.
Probably.
It's y'all's fault.
Probably.
That's true, because movie tickets are expensive. If we saw it, we would have popped it right up there. Ha! Burn!
And in its defense, though, a lot of good movies came out around the time it came out.
Yeah.
And that's probably why you guys haven't really seen it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely do still want to see it.
Yeah.
Definitely want to watch it. I feel like there was something else that came out that was released. I can't remember. Movie-wise, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the new movie coming out soon?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman comes out soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder Woman
comes out. That's right. There was that. I thought there was something else, too.
Deep Fried Geeks just released a new Loot Crate unboxing video, didn't we, Tom?
Yes, we did.
What was the unboxing video for?
It was for Last Gamer One, which was Suda.
Suit up. Gamer Box. Did you watch it, Leviticus?
I have not watched it.
The reason
sorry.
Why we're not getting any views, just like in Power Rangers.
Oh, God.
Here comes your bus.
Oh, man.
Got some good stuff in the box.
That's a pretty good box.
Tom, where can people get their fill of Deep Fried Geek stuff at?
So we have a lot of options for you, Deep Fried Geekers. You can either go on YouTube, Deep Fried Geeks, Instagram, Deep Fried Geeks, Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks, Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks, or if you want, you can email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
Boom! Good job. Good plug. Shameless
short.
We've been a little lackadaisical on posting stuff and not the greatest lately with content, but there's a surge coming, Tom.
Surge coming.
There's a storm coming.
What?
I feel it brewing.
Oh boy, what the
hell?
And
we're
going to
put so much content in people's face that they're going to get sick of us.
Oh crap.
Until they start sharing it with their friends.
I'm already sick of you. I'm not. That was a lie.
You just broke my heart a little bit. It's all right. People get sick of me pretty quick. I'm used to it. Keep calm.
And?
Keep on.
Stuff.